Hi Krishna, here I'm in Toronto, and for the last few days it's been a little hectic, and because there's a six-hour time difference between me and at least Europe, it's been hard for me to do the podcast and put it up on time, but here it is today on Christmas Day. Not a snowy day here. I was hoping for some snow, unfortunately. That hasn't yet happened. And yesterday I read this article on the BBC. It was very interesting. It dated back to Christmas Eve in 1916 on the front in Europe during the First World War, which was actually the most gruesome and bloody world war. And it was a very interesting phenomenon. It showed how humans, individuals, men are prone to do good because they are good. And the Srila Prabhupada would say that men are good, it's just that their leaders are bad, and therefore they incite people to do bad things. Anyway, it was a very, very touching story. It had to do with, of course, you know, on the First World War, they were dug in trenches, and neither side made any headway. Sometimes they fought for months over gaining a couple of yards, and lost hundreds of thousands of men in the process. Both sides. Anyway, it was Christmas Eve, and the British or the Allies heard the Germans singing Silent Night, Holy Night. In German, it's called Stille Nacht. And after the Germans finished singing it, the English showed their appreciation by clapping. And then they sang Silent Night, Holy Night also. And the Germans, in turn, clapped. And then the Germans sang some Christmas carols like O Tannenbaum, O Christmas Tree, and the English sang in return. And then sometime a little later, it seems that one German soldier, messenger, came with a white flag and a board on which was written a peace proposal for the duration of the Christmas period. And so some major or major generals met Germans and a German and the English, and they agreed on a truce for the Christmas period. And so they stopped fighting. Both sides collected their dead that were lying on the in no man's land, on the area between the two trenches, and buried them. And then afterwards they had a football match in which the Germans won 3-2. And for the rest of the period, almost up until New Year's, there was no fighting. There were these type of personal exchanges between the soldiers, in appreciation for being able to collect their dead. The English major gave his silk shawl to the German major, who was so touched that I can't remember what he gave in reciprocation. Anyway, it was an exchange of gifts. And then, of course, the war again began, and they continued killing each other. Srila Prabhupada says men are good, it's just the leaders who are bad. And unfortunately it's like that over some insignificant pieces of land, some crazy ideology, temporary ideology that later gets abandoned, either through over religion or race or color. People kill each other by the millions, and then it becomes history. But in the meantime, people suffer unnecessarily. And aside from the physical suffering, they get distracted, because in war and other times you get distracted from the real goal of life, which is ultimately to understand who you are and to be able to go back to Godhead. We see a similar situation, for instance, in our Hungarian campaign, where our campaign, where we're losing our church status. People love us. People on the street come up to Sankirtan devotees. They sympathize with them. I get constant letters. Our leaders, the media is behind us. But it's just some politicians who have some type of ideology that they have to turn the country into a Christian nationalist country and regain its lost glory when it was running half of Europe, or when Hungary or Austro-Hungarian Empire was half of Europe, which will of course certainly never happen. In the meantime, they don't mind sacrificing people or peoples or religion or values. What can one do? This is the material world. And unfortunately, it's going on. Although so many people lost their lives in the First and Second World War, on an article as I was coming over on the plane, I read that since the end of the Second World War, there have been 330 wars fought. They're being fought right now at the present moment. And over 100 million people had lost their lives, which is amazing. And the interesting thing is that unlike other wars, the ratio of civilian soldier loss was 9,000 to 1. In other words, for every one soldier that was lost amongst those 100 million people, there were 9,000 civilians killed. Why do people have to suffer so much? People don't want war. Individuals want to live in peace. They want to be able to live in harmony with their nature, and they do so until they're incited and drummed up by some madman. Anyway, unfortunately, that's the way it's going to be here in the material world, and therefore, hopefully on these days when people are talking about peace and goodwill, we also, while living in peace and goodwill with others, realize that the actual real peace and goodwill will be when we go back home, back to Godhead. And that's where we'll have real peace in Vaikuntha. So we shouldn't waste our time. Let's take advantage of the opportunity while it poses itself, while the world is, at least our part of the world, is still relatively peaceful. Who knows what will happen tomorrow. Let's take advantage of our natural propensity to be peaceful, to cultivate spiritual knowledge, to understand who we are and to perfect our lives before some of these mad leaders meddle in our lives and turn what could be a nice place, this material world, into real chaos and real hell. Hare Krishna.